Well, look who finally decided to leave their room. Good morning, little Gunnar. Oh, don't play dumb with me. I know why you've been holding yourself up in your room all winter break. Come on. I'm your big stepsister. Of course, I notice your little habits. You couldn't even come out to spend Christmas and New Year with me. There you go again, playing dumb. No, I know. You watch insane amounts of porn up in your room, thinking nobody will notice. It's okay. I won't tell anybody. You don't have to be shy. I always knew you were a little bit of a pervert. You're blushing. Oh, you're so pathetic. Oh, look at you blushing even more. Oh, is my sweet little stepbrother getting shy from me teasing him? You can't even control how shy you get around women. Even your own big stepsister. Yeah. I know. You're going through so many changes. You're in college now and your body's starting to feel some urges. I get it. Trust me. I really do. But don't tell me this is how shy you act around every single girl you meet. Come on, you can do better than that. Yeah, you know, maybe if you didn't watch so much porn all day, you know, maybe you would be a little bit more confident if you actually went out there and met girls in person instead of whatever hentai you watch. You know, there are a bunch of studies that show that porn really affects the way men's brains develop. There's tons of research on it. They say that it affects, like, your brain chemistry or whatever, and your testosterone gets all fucky when you watch porn all day. That's why you might have a hard time talking to women. And, okay, fine, I know I'm kind of a bitch to you, but this is coming from the heart. I think it's really time you get your shit together. And I know that it's easier said than done, but that's what big sisters are for, right? I can help you out. Oh, come on. Let me help you. Yeah? Well, the first step to overcoming porn addiction is, you know, feeling the touch of a woman. Like a real woman. Not just your own hand. And I could tell you to go on your phone and download a dating app, but we both know that it's a long shot. Especially for somebody with no experience with women before. So, as your sweet, kind, loving big stepsister, I think it's my job to help you out here. Yeah. I know I'm not normally this nice, but you're my little brother, and I kind of feel bad for you missing out on life because you're so addicted to all that kind of stuff. So, why don't you let me help you? Yeah, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We're alone together? Just the two of us? Like I said, I'm only gonna help you because I feel sorry for you. It's not like I'm attracted to you or anything. That would be weird, right? It's just because, I think it's a little pathetic the way you're living your life right now. Yeah, just a little bit. I think you need to have your brain reset a little bit. I just want to make sure my sweet stepbrother doesn't have to live the life of a weird cave-dwelling pervert, you know? So, because I'm such a saint, I'll teach you some of the ropes. So, tell me, how much experience have you actually had with a woman? Nope. Creepy eye contact at the grocery store does not count. Really? Zero? Oh, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was hoping for something a little bit more than that. It's okay. I got a lot on my plate then, I guess. You've never even kissed a girl? Not even that. Okay, well, because we have so much to catch up on and so little time before our stepmom gets home, why don't you sit down? Right there next to me. On the dining chair. Yep. Okay. Well, this first lesson is, it's just a kiss. So, don't freak out or anything. Yeah. Okay. Okay, you look a little too excited. Calm down. Okay. No. Pretend I'm not me. Pretend I'm your crush or whatever, okay? And close your eyes. There you go. Now, why don't you lean forward a little bit? I'll take the lead. It's okay. Here we go. See? That wasn't so bad now, was it? Not bad for your first kiss. One more time. Okay, a little bit better. So that was the first half, was kissing a girl. Oh? I think you have a little problem down there. Yeah, that's my bad. I haven't told you how to control your boners yet. That's a lesson for another time, because it does take a while to figure out. So you have a boner. Well, what do you do in this situation if you're kissing a girl? Hide it? Well, I hate to tell you, but it looks like you're packing down there, so hiding something like this would be quite the feat. Why don't you pull your pants down? Yeah, I'm just curious. I want to see how hard it would be to conceal underneath your pants. Come on, pull your dick out. Oh, that was unexpected. I think I'm gonna have to get down on my knees to get a closer look. Yeah, that's quite the cock you have there. Okay, lesson number two. I'm gonna suck your cock now, okay? But I'm only doing this because I want to protect you from the mind-numbing effects of porn. So just know it's because I need you to have the real thing, okay? I just need to make sure that my stepbrother isn't a porn addicted loser. Mm. you like when I glide my tongue over your tip? See? The real thing is definitely better. Yeah, it feels good. Do me a favor and don't come yet, okay? Your big sister's just getting started. You're doing so good. So, from your videos, you know that that's called a deep throat, right? Most guys love being deep throated. Tell me how it feels. Your big stepsister's mouth feels good, wrapping around your cock. I'm doing this because I love you. I just want the best for you. I don't want you to be a pathetic loser like many other guys. I need you to succeed. I can go even deeper. Okay, fine. It tastes good. It's quite unexpected, actually. I always kind of thought you'd have a small dick. Well, no reason. Just 'cause, you know. That's what I thought, but oh god, was I wrong? I can't believe I'm on my knees underneath the dining table, sucking my own stepbrother's cock like this. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, I just want to do my job. I'm always so mean to you because I just want the best for you. Yeah, that's it. Take charge. Grab the back of my head. And fuck my throat. I want you to learn how to be in charge. Fuck. You know, me and our stepmommy, in the other day about how worried we were about you. I can't wait to show her that she has nothing to be worried about anymore. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a good job. It's okay. I know I told you not to come, but I think you're ready. I think you've held it in for long enough. Well, you want to calm down your big sister's throat? Yeah. Okay. I'll let you face fuck me. Okay. And as long as you promise never to goon again. Okay. 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 Okay, good boy. You're such a good boy. I am so proud of you. Now, you remember what you promised me, okay? And... one little request. You save your virginity for me, okay? I'll take such good care of you. I promise. There's so much we need to learn together. And remember, I have first dibs on fucking your virginity away. Okay?